The money is where it's at.
Senate will come to order, please, for the 22nd legislative day. Will the members please signify their presence by voting this morning?
The roll shows 11 senators present this morning. Senators Bennett, Coghill, Fisher, Curtulo, Ewling, Jaroff are excused from the call of the Senate today, but Senator Coghill is present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We do have a quorum present. We have Reverend Lou Rooker from Northern Light United Church to give us the prayer this morning.
Good morning. Shall we pray? Almighty and merciful God, we bow before you this morning in thanksgiving. We are thankful for the beauty and magnificence of our state, for the rich diversity of its people. We thank you for these women and men of the Alaska State Senate who have been called to serve. Bless them in this day and season that they may know your presence as they work together. Grant them energy and imagination and an increasing ability and desire to work with one another, that the problems of the present might be the doorways of opportunity for the future. We pray also for everybody who's stuck halfway here or having been able to start their trip, and ask that they be brought here safely. We pray today also for those hostages whose lives seem imminently threatened. Guard them, comfort them and their families. May the leaders of the world find wisdom in their search for peace and courage in their search for justice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Senator Abood, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, may we have the certification of the Daily Journal, please?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative day.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the days certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Without objections, the journal will be certified for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative day. Do we have introduction of guests this morning? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House?
February 6th, Madam President, the House passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution No. 1 by Representatives Menard, Larson, Donnelly, Cotton, and Zawaki relating to the highway between Aklutna and Palmer.
We're going to refer that to the Transportation Committee, Madam Secretary.
House Joint Resolution No. 8 by Representatives Davis, Kopanen, Boyer, Frank, Miller, Cato, Schultz, and Zawaki relating to reauthorization of the Surface Transportation Assistance Act.
Transportation Committee.
That was the only message from the House.
Do we have communications this morning?
From Commissioner Ladwig, Department of Corrections, under letter dated February 4, a letter concerning legislative intent to transfer API patients to Spring Creek Correctional Center.
We're going to refer this to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
The report Community Education in Alaska 1986, transmitted by letter dated February 6th from Commissioner Lynn, Department of Education. This has been distributed to all centers. And this is in accordance with AS 1436010.
And the Health, Education, Social Services has been asked to look at this report and report.
The Alaska Public Defender Agency Annual Report Fiscal Year 1986 received from the Public Defender pursuant to AS 1885-160.
This has been referred to the Judiciary Committee.
A status report of the State Officers' Compensation Commission via letter dated January 6th from Donna Willard, Chairman of the Commission.
State Affairs Committee.
And a regulation. Notice of proposed changes in the regulations of the Department of Revenue under authority of AS 43580 regarding fisheries business tax credit.
Finance Committee.
Those are the communications today.
Do we have reports of standing committees today?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Resolution No. 6, Export of Alaska Oil and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Jones, Eliason, Strzelewski, and Duncan. SR 6 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill No. 18, creating the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge, recommends be replaced with the committee substitute CNRA with a new title and a majority do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Szymanski. Senator Zaroff signed no recommendation. SB 18 has a further referral to Resources. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill No. 52, Rural Housing Program of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute CNRA, with a majority do pass and a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Zaroff. Senator Szymanski signed no recommendation. SB 52 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 62, Public Access to Recreation Areas, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute CNRA with a new title, attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, and Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senator Zaroff signed no recommendation. SB 62 has a further referral to Resources. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Do we have reports from special committees today?
We have no special committee reports.
Do we have the introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Joint Resolution No. 13 by Senators Duncan, Abood, Bennett, Binkley, Coghill, Eliason, Fakes, Barenkamp, Hofford, Hensley, Jones, Josephson, Kelly, Rohde, Strzelewski, Ewing, and Zaroff, relating to United States Coast Guard reorganization.
Transportation.
That was the only new resolution.
Do we have the introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill No. 111 by Senator Zaroff, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Electrical Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill No. 112 by Senator Jones, an act relating to forest management agreements.
Resources.
And those are the new bills.
We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar. I believe we have a citation calendar today, Madam Secretary.
A citation in memoriam, Clyde Sherwood, by Senators Strzelewski, Fakes, Kelly, and Hofford.
Senator Josephson.
I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be shown as a co-sponsor of this citation.
Without objection, Senator. Senator Abood.
Same request, please.
Without objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor, Senator Binkley.
Madam President, same request, please.
Without objection. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, just a question. We have a number of members that are not here that may want to get on this citation. I would ask that you could add members after the citation is passed. In this case, if they could go to the clerk when they get in from the airplane.
May we have a brief at ease, please? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, it is not my intent to move the adoption of the citation. It will be taken up on tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, we'll hold that citation for tomorrow's calendar. We're down to unfinished business. Senator Jones.
I move and ask for unanimous consent that the five-day rule be waived for the Transportation Committee meeting on February 10th for the purpose of considering SJR 13 relating to reorganization of the Coast Guard.
Without objection, Senator, the five-day notice has been waived. Senator Eliason. Senate will stand. We are at unfinished business. Senator Jones.
Move and ask for unanimous consent that we move back to introductions.
Without objections, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Senator Jones.
In the galley behind me, we have from Ketchikan, a group that was here in the swim meet this weekend. We have Marilyn Lloyds, Tricia Lloyds, Linda Gilson, Eric Gilson, Judith Miller, and Adrian Miller. Please stand.
Welcome to the Senate. It's good to have you here this morning. We are back on the calendar to unfinished business. I have several appointments to make under unfinished business. The governor has asked the Senate to appoint a senator to serve on the commission to celebrate the U.S. Constitution bicentennial, and I've appointed Senator Don Bennett to that. We have a Block Grants Advisory Committee on Education Consolidation and Improvement Act. It's a federal appointment that the federal government has requested the state have, and I've appointed Senator Mike Szymanski to that committee. There is an appointment to WICHE to help administer and look over and oversee that program. Senator Arla Sturgalewski is an incumbent on that, and we've asked her to retain her seat. Then there's an Education Commission of the States that needs to have a senator appointed to that, and I've appointed Senator Paul Fisher to that particular committee. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Coghill.
Madam Chairman, this morning, this afternoon, the Fishery Subcommittee was going to take up the time of the Resource Committee. We're going to cancel that because one-third of the committee is not here, and we're not going to have any meeting on resources.
No fish.
No fish.
Further announcements? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, the Labor and Commerce Committee will meet at 3:30. We have a quorum, and we'll be meeting on Senate Bill 64, an act dealing with export financing for ADA.
Senator Elias.
Madam President, Senate rules will meet at 1:15 this afternoon in the Bell's Room to take up Senate Resolution 6 relating to the export of Alaska oil.
Senator Josephson.
Madam President, senators might be interested in knowing that there will be a teleconference today at 4:45 in room 120 of the Capitol with Dr. Dale Parnell, President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Association of Community and Junior Colleges. He'll be discussing community colleges in the nation and our own problems with university reorganization.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Fahrenkamp.
On Tuesday at 3:30 in the Belts Room, the Special Committee on Oil and Gas will be hearing a presentation of the state's comments on the U.S. Department of Interior's Draft 1002 report on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I hope that many of you will join us at that time in the Belts. Also on Tuesday at 5, Ledge Council will be meeting in the Governor's Conference Room. The packet and agenda has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Jones?
President, the Transportation Committee meeting will be meeting tomorrow in the Belts Room at 1:30. We'll now be considering SCR 5 relating to state-operated international airports and Senate Joint Resolution 13 relating to the Coast Guard reorganization. After that, we'll have an overview on DOT considering the Marine Highway System. Thank you.
Further announcements this morning. Senator Halford.
Madam President, Legislative Budget and Audit will be meeting Wednesday at noon in the House Finance Committee room.
Thank you, Senator. Are there special orders this morning? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask the unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objections, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.